From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Juneau Police Department says two men found inside a burning downtown house are dead. Police say the men are foreign nationals, as identified by a survivor. Spokeswoman Erin Calwara told the Associated Press the two men were from Mexico. Notifications of relatives are still pending. Police say a total of seven people were in the structure at 526 Seward Street at the time of yesterday's early morning fire. Of the remaining five, two made it out uninjured, and three were transported to Bartlett Regional Hospital. Four firefighters were also treated at the hospital for smoke inhalation and exhaustion. Three of the four firefighters were cleared by noon yesterday. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. Governor Bill Walker has expanded the call for next month's special session. Walker on Friday added Senate Bill 54 to the mix. Walker said the bill includes fixes to the 2016 crime overhaul bill that intended to help stem the tide of rising crime rates in Alaska. Walker said at a news conference, it's just one step in addressing the crime problem. He says this is an immediate step the state can take, but there must also be longer-term solutions. The bill would allow courts to hand out jail terms to first-time Class C felony offenders or for those committing repeat theft offenses. Walker says it could act as a deterrent. Special session starts October 23rd and will mostly deal with revenue measures. If a major earthquake along the Cascadia Fault cuts pipelines across the Northwest, how long could Juneau keep itself fed? That's a scenario Darren Snyder kicked around at the Juneau Safety and Preparedness Expo this year.
And if we don't plan for having food on hand, this just-in-time supply chain that we have, it will run out pretty much immediately. And we'll be down to what individuals have in their own cupboards, what's left in the stores, and that's about it. There are no food reserves that are stockpiled or anything in our community for this purpose.
Snyder is a Juneau-based cooperative extension agent with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He discussed food security at the two-day expo, which wrapped Saturday at Centennial Hall. He discussed the topic on KTO's Juneau Afternoon on Friday, contrasted that high-consequence, long-term disruption with locals' reaction when a single shipment of fresh produce doesn't make it to town.
We've experienced some very short-term disruptions, and people take note. They notice when the Fred Meyer shelves are low on fresh items and such.
Snyder was one of many presenters at the expo. The Red Cross of Alaska, the National Guard, Gastineau Humane Society, the National Weather Service, and many others had presentations and exhibits. Darren Snyder is married to a KTOO employee. And clan leaders from around Southeast Alaska gathered in Sitka Thursday evening to welcome home a Chilkat robe associated with one of the most famous figures in modern Alaskan history. MC Chuck Miller of Sitka reminded a large audience at Harrigan Centennial Hall that the use of regalia was far more significant than simply displaying a family's finery. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom.